The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we've talked about the beginning of the country house season. We've talked about the beginning of the photography of weddings and communions season. And of course, we are also entering into the dining al fresco season. So Catherine Fulvio of Ballynockan House and Cookery School, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. Yes, it's barbecue season.
Yes.
My favourite time.
Are you allowed near the barbecue? Men can tend to monopolise the barbecue, can't they? They regard it as their speciality in the cooking area sometimes.
They do, because, of course, naked flame, outdoors, beer in a hand. I mean, it's lovely. It's great anyway for the whole family to be involved in it. But secretly, Brendan, I'm very happy if the man of my life pulls out that barbecue that's been in the shed since last year, cleans it down, gets it going again, and leaves me in the kitchen doing the marinades. I think that's fair.
Okay, some people will say that's very old-fashioned, but there you go. That's how it's working for you. Okay, top tips. I think the main top tip, would you agree with this, that we can give to everyone is don't be bothering everything all the time on the barbecue and poking at things and moving things and all that. Have a bit of confidence and let it sit.
Yeah, the thing is with the barbecue, most barbecues nowadays have a lid on them. So think of them like an oven. So you wouldn't just keep opening the oven, turning everything around all the time. So just leave your food on the barbecue, let it colour one side, let it get that lovely sweetness and that caramelisation that you want, and then turn it. The other thing is, Brendan, it's quite handy to have a spray bottle to hand. So that's just a water bottle. You can use an old one, just fill it with a bit of water. But, you know, you get these eruptions of flames. So anytime there's a little bit of oil or grease drops down, yeah, the next thing the flame comes up, which is a little scary, like if it's your first time. But more importantly, if it goes on, it can burn the food quite quickly. So you just spray it with a little bit of water. It dampens down those flames. Very, very handy little tip to have, I have to say.
Yeah, but I think a little bit of an upsurge in flame, I think, adds the character of the food sometimes too. Now, what people might not...
Character or burning, yeah.
yeah. What people might not think of, but it can be done, is pizza on the barbecue.
Yes. So you can get a pizza stone. That's how I do the pizza on the barbecue. You get a beautiful flavour on the barbecue. So you put your pizza stone on the barbie, put the lid down, let it heat up. You do need a really hot temperature. So you're talking up to about 240, 250 on the barbie. Then you make your pizza in your kitchen and get your toppings on it. Little bit of semolina if you have it, that helps. It's like little mini rollers, it helps the pizza slide. And then if you have a pizza paddle, if you can get one of those, it's great because you can lift your pizza then onto the stone, lid down, and there's nothing quite like the flavour of a beautiful fresh pizza off the barbecue.
Yeah, they can get stuck, Brendan. Can't they, Catherine?
They can if
they... Am I doing it wrong?
No, I think it's just if you had a bit of semolina or polenta or something that's kind of like mini, I kind of see it like little pebbles, tiny, tiny little things, and they help the pizza roll around. And that's the little trick. And that's, they use them in the Italian restaurants all the time, the bit of semolina to help the pizza move around.
It
works brilliantly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're going to talk about dessert options. We're basically, let's be honest here, we're talking about a lot of baked fruit recipes, really, aren't we, in terms of barbecue desserts?
Do you know, on the barbecue, Brendan, you can do anything. The barbecue is like an oven. You can make brownies on them. You can put a cake in it. No problem at all. You just control the temperature.
Right.
But it makes more sense. Like, you could put brownies in your oven in the kitchen. So it makes more sense to do something that's more suitable to the outdoors. So I was kind of focusing more on the fruit. Like one of my favourites, pineapple. So you slice your pineapple and you put, now don't laugh at this one, but curry powder and sugar. Just a small bit of mild curry powder, mind
really?
You. And sugar. And then put the pineapple on the barbecue. Oh my goodness, Brendan, the flavour is just gorgeous. And then you can use that to build up a beautiful pineapple sundae with lots of lovely ice cream and cream and a bit of maybe mango sauce on top. It's gorgeous.
Okay. Now, in terms of, you also have some tips for dressing up kind of the family favourites, the basics of your sausages and your chicken and all that kind of thing. It's basically down to different glazes and dips and marinades, isn't it? Give us a few of those.
it's how to finish everything. So you can put your lovely sausages on. So you get your local butcher sausages, pop them on, and they always taste like barbecue sausages. But if for the last minute you brush on a sweet glaze, it takes on a whole new layer of flavour. Something like a mix of honey, ketchup, maybe garlic salt, which is very easy to get, a little bit of mustard in there. Just whisk all of that together. Ketchup is great for things like that as well. It gets a lovely flavour. And then just literally the last minute, because there's sugar in it so it can burn on the barbecue.
Okay.
And you just coat and turn the sausages, same with your wings, and you get that lovely sweet glaze. And then you could serve those beautiful sausages with the glaze with a lovely mango, sweet corn and lime salsa. That would be gorgeous. Really, really nice. So it's taking your regular barbecued sausage to a new level.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will put all this up on rt.ie/Brendan, all the various tips and how to make the glazes and stuff like that. Now, the pre-glaze then, if you will, the marinades and stuff. Have you a good marinade for us?
I have a lovely one actually for chicken, lamb and pork. Very simple. Garlic cloves, red chilli, shallots, a little bit of cumin, brown sugar, a little bit of juice from a lemon, some oil, salt and pepper. Blend it in the food processor or finely chop it, and it works so well for chicken, lamb and pork.
And put really, it in the really night nice. Before, or will it do for an hour or two?
I put it in the night before, because you can put lemon juice on meat the night before and it really tenderizes it. Just be careful with fish. But, you know, definitely leave it overnight and you'll get a much better flavor. And then don't forget to drain it off, pat it nice and dry and brush a bit of oil on before you put it on the barbecue then.
Okay. Now, you have a specific recipe. This sounds ambitious to me, Catherine. Prawn and corn BBQ parcels with chutney mayo. So you have a minute or two there to talk us quickly through that.
Okay, so this is very easy.
Okay.
You have tin foil. So do a square of tin foil, put a square of baking parchment inside it, put baby sweet corn, make your life easy. Baby sweet corn, cut up shallots, cut up red peppers, chili, put some prawns in there, a little bit of dill, slices of lemon. Then you begin to fold it up, salt and pepper, pour over a bit of white wine, drizzle with a bit of olive oil, seal it up and on the barbecue. 5 minutes later, tastes gorgeous.
Okay, but are you getting barbecue kind of flavour in there?
No, you're cooking it. You're cooking it on the barbecue, but you're kind of baking it.
Okay.
But it's just it's a one pot, and it can come from the barbecue then to the table, and each one's individual. You get a little bit of the aroma.
You can a little bit of pizzazz.
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do? Just if you really like that smoky barbecue flavor, throw in a few herbs in on the coals. Make sure they're in water first, like a little bit of rosemary and stuff like that. And then they smoke, so you'll get the flavor of them. And then for the last couple of minutes, just open out those parcels and let that smoke flavour get into the prawns and the veggies. Be gorgeous. And then serve that with a mango chutney mayo. Beautiful.
Okay, so you dampen some herbs and onto the coals, and that will flavour your smoke then. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time, because we have the herb garden here at Ballynockan, so I'm always robbing stuff. But sage, rosemary, bay, thyme, any of the kind of hardier herbs, soak them really well in water, because otherwise they'll burn in seconds. And then you put them in on top of your hot coals and or even your gas. I still put them on top of gas. And then the smoke created because the dampness is what brings you that flavour.
Okay. Brilliant tip. Okay, and you are running barbecue courses online, I know now, and so people can find out about that on the Ballynockan House website, correct?
That's right, and on catherinefulvio.com. It's a very comprehensive barbecue course, everything from gas to coals to marinades to all these beautiful recipes.
Okay, Catherine Fulvio, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.